Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is your girl, T, with Take 411 Podcast. For those that don't know, Take 411 Podcast is a part of Another Chance Global Media. Welcome to Season 2. This season, we want to get more personal with our listeners. We have riveting stories, prison news and updates, as well as real talk conversations that you do not want to miss. Take 411, y'all. Pull up a chair.
All right. So today we are definitely super excited. We have another great topic, and I'm so happy to also be joined by the one and only Anita. Anita, are you there?
I am here. How are you today?
I am doing incredible. So what are you up to on the Super Saturday? And I was going to say the Saturday before Christmas, but I'm not sure if this is the Saturday before Christmas. Or I think it's another Saturday before Christmas.
There is more. Well, I've been
okay,
wrapping presents. I've been wrapping presents and talking to friends and figuring out all our plans for the next weekend.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm so excited about this time of year. Not only is Christmas holidays, like around Thanksgiving and Christmas, not only is that like my favorite time of the year, but this year is super special for a couple of different reasons. For one, thinking about COVID over the last 2 years and so many things just kind of being up and down in reference to that. And now we're not all the way like out of the woods with COVID, but things are so much better. People are able to really, really get out, and people are happier, and just the world is just thriving again. So I'm super excited about that. How are you feeling about the closeout of 2022?
Well, I moved to Tennessee recently, and Tennessee is a very free kind of state, and so people are just living their lives and moving forward, and everything just is exciting because we have so many good things ahead of us.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely kudos to you on moving to Tennessee, and definitely congratulations on the new home. I had the opportunity to visit, and it was everything that you said it was. It was everything that I saw in the pictures and the video. So it's really good when we can start getting some things in life that we want. That's what life is about, getting the stuff
right.
That you want, right?
Yeah, and achieving the things you want.
Absolutely. And it takes work. It takes hard work. It takes consistency, being persistent. Can't be lazy, but definitely getting things you want, achieving the things you want. Look, I'm not going to beat around the bush. We'll get right into it about our topic for today, because this is definitely something I'm looking forward to discussing with you, and I'm looking forward to sharing this with the world because, again, we are closing out an amazing year of 2022. So we're talking about the media industry. The media industry, and with our company, Another Chance Global Media, and our podcast, Take 411, why now? You know, with the world of media, how can we fit into that? With our little selves, our podcast, our company, with what we're doing, that's what we're talking about today, Anita. And as my partner and friend, I want to be able to talk to you about it online so the world can find out who we are, what we're doing, why we're doing it, and why is it important right now. So can we get to it?
Yes.
All right. So basically, for those that's listening to us for the very first time, or for those that may have heard some of our previous podcasts, this is season two, and we are bringing it to you a little different, a little more direct, and we're super excited even more now than ever. So for those that say, hey, what is Take 411? Take 411 Podcast, we're going to feature the latest in news, articles featuring urban and prison issues, celebrity rumors, interviews, original series, exclusive artists, writers, content. Our goal is to keep our listeners connected with the world in real, unique, and positive approach to media. And again, I'm going to reiterate that. Our goal is to keep our listeners connected with the world in a real, unique, and positive approach to media. Now, Anita, let me ask you, since you are the creative writing genius, amongst so many other things, can you expound a little bit, what does that mean when you say we want to keep our listeners connected with the world in a real, unique, and positive approach to media? What does that mean?
Well, during this, at this time, a lot of media is grounded more with the people instead of, you know, it used to be in New York City and L.A. and stuff like this, but now it is more with the people because these places aren't connected with the real world as much as we are. We live in it. We know what's going on. And we're independent. We're not obligated by any particular advertisers or the government or anything. We have free speech, and you and I are like-minded, and we have some goals to make a real difference in the world.
Absolutely. And you know what? If I wasn't already sold, I would be sold just based on what you just said. Because that really means everything. It means a lot. To live in a world where there's so much things commercialized, you can barely tell the real from the fake. So to be independent and have free speech and not be a pay-to-play type situation, that's everything to me. So thank you, Anita, for sharing that and just expounding on what it means when we say real, unique, and positive approach to media. So what we want to talk about today, again, is the media industry, you know, and why now? Why now do we feel like we can bring something unique and different to the media industry, and why is it even needed? Well, before we delve into that, let me just say, I want everyone to think back for a second. And some of you may need to close your eyes and think back a little further than others, but think back to October, November of 2019. Now, normally I wouldn't remember October 2018 or 2019 like that. But I remember that time because me personally, in the last quarter of 2019, I was looking forward to 2020. And to me, it was kind of like thinking about the year 2000. I mean, do you remember when the year 2000 was coming in and we were all wondering if we were still going to be here after midnight? Do you remember that?
I know. I believe I stayed up every night just worried about it for a long time.
Exactly. So my point is thinking about, so you remember the year 1999 because you knew 2020 was coming, right? I'm sorry, to the year 2000. So
2000.
So when, exactly. So in 2019, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be 20 years since we get 2000. They didn't get us then. Are they going to get us now? So I was wondering about what 2000 is going to look like. I'm sorry, 2020. And I was excited. I had big goals and big dreams. I was also in the process of relocating back to Atlanta. So all these things were going on. And then what happened? People started getting sick. And we didn't really know what was going on. And then the next thing, we found out it was something called COVID. And this thing touched the whole world. Think about that for a second. Touched the whole world. And I don't ever remember, in my years of living, I don't ever remember a time where something took over the whole world and affected us. Do you, Anita?
Oh, no, not. I can't think of any time.
Yeah, so think about that. So when we experienced COVID, what were your thoughts like when you finally found out about it, people were dying and there was no cure? Like, what were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking I'm stuck at home and I can't go anywhere, and it was making me crazy. And really the only time I went out was to go to the grocery store. So I went to the grocery store about four times a week and just so I had a place to go out to. And people stopped going to church. I mean, the schools, I had my grandson was with me at that point, and I was taking care of his schooling, and you know, boy, it changed everything.
And in addition to that, and I had to look it up just to be sure, the death toll as of today for the coronavirus is almost 6.7 million people died. I'm going to say that again. Almost 6.7 million people have died from the coronavirus as of today. That's something to think about. That's something to think about on a planet with about 8 billion people. Okay? So with that being said, we have had so much happen in the last 2 years that now everyone is excited. Everybody is looking to start some type of business, some type of venture, or some type of something. So we want to be a part of keeping people connected, giving out information, and so on and so forth, because it's going to be very, very important to make sure. So I want to go over a couple of things, Anita, that I'd like for us to talk about in reference to our podcast, Take 411, powered by Another Chance Global Media. All right? We're going to be looking to work with experts in the field as well as incarcerated. Can you share a little – why is that even important to work with experts in the field as well as people in prison? Why is that even important at all?
Well, we need real information, and we also want to be able to affect them as well, because we actually have our fingers, our voice, our ears in the prison, and we talk to people who are there and know what's going on. And so we would have an opportunity to also let experts know if they don't know what's going on, and then it's just a general communication between the two.
Absolutely, because guess what? Since social media has become so prevalent, it has leveled the playing field. You think about, like, celebrities, for example. 10 years ago, when you knew of certain celebrities, they were untouchable. However, now, because you have Instagram and Facebook, you can have access to these celebrities every day in real time. So we're bridging the gap, and as we bridge the gap, people can take advantage of opportunities, those that have a desire to. Like, that's going to be extremely important, as well as we're building and growing, we're students at the same time. So as we talk to experts in the media industry, in the publishing industry, and they can share with us things that we don't know, we're all here to learn and to grow. And this is our platform to be able to bridge that gap. We also want to spotlight a variety of people who have found success. Let's talk about that for a minute. When you look at Google.com and you think about people that have had success, you know, normally we see everyday people that we all know, people that are celebrities, people that are famous. Well, what about people that's having success that the world doesn't know yet? How important is that? Anita, would you like to expound on that?
Well, yes. We have several prisoners who are really good writers and have some books and some initiatives going on. We have Carl Parker, who is going to be out of prison next year. He has about 18 books written, and he wants to make a difference. He's changed his life around, and he has a lot to offer to society. And then we have Fred Mosley, who was a judge and made some mistakes, went to prison, and he has the laws of life, and he has a prison ministry and also a number of books out, and he's on Brighteon and does all kinds of good things. So, and
absolutely.
Myself.
Absolutely. Don't forget about yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we don't just deal with people who are incarcerated. I've never been incarcerated, but through ACGM, I have found the opportunity to be in the media field and write my own books. And so I have a number of books out, Susie Bear and Addie series, and a number of other ones. And I've found I found a new purpose in life to help people in prison and people to write books. And so I've also found success.
And you know what? That's everything, because like you mentioned with Carl Parker, who is from St. Louis, getting out of prison next year, you know, he talks about the life that he used to live, and then he lets you meet the man that he is today. And I know he's one person that's going to do some incredible things as, you know, time passes and he gets released in 2023. And even like you mentioned with Judge Fred Moseley being from Ohio, going to prison and learning so much in prison, and God put something on his heart to write these books, The Laws of Life, and, you know, he's working on many more projects around The Laws of Life, and they're incredible. And I remember meeting you, Anita, you talking about your years in teaching and education and just the ideas and visions you have for writing, and to see all the books that you have written, even the ones that's not published yet, it's incredible. It's incredible. And one thing that I know that we have to offer is we're living it. The things that we're going to help people do, we're doing it. So somebody says, hey, you know what I'm saying? So we say we offer certain things, our first guinea pigs are ourselves.
Yeah, so appreciate.
And as we do,
I so appreciate the opportunity that I've had since I've met you. You know, it's been a wonderful thing for me.
Listen, and it's been equally wonderful to me, because when I think about your mind, it's incredible. The books that you've written, the ideas that you have, and you know, I'm so proud of you. And I say that from my heart, because even with your new company that we're going to be talking about really soon, now you get the opportunity to create a merch for your businesses, the businesses that we have together, and other potential customers that want merch for their business. Like, this is life. This is life. Like, I gotta stop for a minute, Anita, before we go on to the next task, because I want you to say, because we always talk about we wish we had 100 more years, because not only are we going to make millions and millions of dollars because we want to help so many people, but we're living our dream. We just, like, why didn't we find this 20 years ago? But how does it feel to you right now to be doing the things you love, like things you dreamed about that you never thought would be possible?
I feel like I just started living my life. In teaching, I did good things. It was a good thing for me. I was able to raise my children and things. But now I'm doing what I love. And maybe I couldn't have done it 20 years ago, but I can today. And I'm just so happy for the opportunity to keep on going and being alive now at this time.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, and we know it because we are believers, everything has its time. And it wasn't meant to be 20 years ago. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything has its time. Everything has a season. So God is going to give us plenty to do everything that we want to do around the world and globally because of what's in our heart. And we just want to share that with others that have a dream and that have a vision. So the next tab, because I want to make sure we're a good steward of our time today. The next tab is Take 411, assist people with a cause and a dream to be able to find their voice. And that's kind of what we're just talking about. Like, not only are we wanting to help others find their dream and their voice, this is what we're doing, y'all. This is what we're doing. And we're super excited about it. You said what?
Yeah, definitely that's what we're doing. We're living our dreams.
And listen, we can't give too much information out today on the show, but all I'm going to say is wait till 2023 because it's going on wheels. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to move on to the next one. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm definitely excited, looking forward to it. I also, three more points I want to bring home in reference to our company because, again, the media industry right now, folks, want content. Listen, while I'm working, I'm watching Tubi. I'm watching Tubi and Netflix and Amazon Prime and Plex. I'll just go from all these. And there's so many incredible shows. And then there's so many that's like, they put that on TV? So we know that they are wanting this content. And I think when Anita figures out how she's going to get her TV working, her smart TV, she can start enjoying more shows. Did you get your TV fixed yet?
Huh? I changed Xfinity.
Okay,
and
so,
I let him
so
do it.
Are you now? So are you working in Smart TV now, getting the different? You are.
All I have to do is turn on Xfinity, and I have a thing that I can talk to. All I have to do is ask for the show, and it gets it to me.
Oh,
so,
wonderful!
You know,
so now your Smart TV is smart again.
Yeah, now it's gone to normal.
Okay, well, I'm definitely glad for that, because when we spend our money, we definitely want to make sure that we're using stuff to our advantage. All right, so also, the intent of Take 411 is to assist prisoners and their families cope with their lives, be informed, bring them joy, and prepare for reentry into society or help them maintain a positive approach. Why is this important, Anita? Why is it important to be able to also help prisoners? There's enough people that's not in prison that we can help. So why is that even important?
We have a part of society that is left out, and they have needs, and they're not lost. They feel lost a lot of times, and they shouldn't feel that way. And we need to be able to see to their needs and their family needs, and it's great. And if we can help some things to, if we can improve some things, well, maybe they wouldn't even be incarcerated in the first place if they just had the kind of tools and resources that they needed before, and we could change some lives around. And so, and when we talk about the long term, what if you're in prison the rest of your life? I mean, does that mean you don't have a life anymore? I mean, how can we help those people? They're not throwaways. Nobody's a throwaway. Everybody's important to God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not have said it better. And I have met people over the years that have emailed me and said, why are you wasting your time helping people in prison when there are people that's not in prison that need help? Yeah, you're right. There are people that need help, but people in prison are people too. And there are people in prison that's made mistakes. There's people in prison that's actually innocent. There's people in prison that made a mistake 20 years ago, and they've learned, they're a different person today. So, yeah, we're here to be a voice, and we're here to help bridge the gap with people in prison and people in the community. We want to talk about and develop ways we can all work together. There are people in prison with brilliant minds and a lot of talent. And we want to be a home for that person. And we also want to be here for the families of people that's incarcerated, because sometimes you got a breadwinner that went to prison and families are lost. And we want to be able to step in and say, hey, look, all is not lost. Let's figure out a way back home. So that's extremely, extremely important. We also want to look at Take 411's goal is to look at the social, emotional, physical and spiritual needs of people to make the world better. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't first say we're sending our condolences and our prayers out to the family of Twitch, who recently passed away a few days ago. And I do want to touch a little on this with you, Anita, because this is a person who has certain levels of success that's in the media and that the world know. And this is also a person who just recently passed away. And, you know, according to what I'm reading in the media, it's from suicide. You want to touch a little bit just about that in general?
A person has a lot of inner things happen that other people don't know about. And there's a lot of spiritual things involved as well. And we just don't know what happens in a person's mind when they decide to do that. I really don't have too much more to say about it because it's a very hard subject.
It is very hard, but one of the main things I want to say to anyone listening is you never know where people are in life. And even if a person is a celebrity or if they're not, we are all still human. We want to always be respectful. We want to pray for people. Even at night when I go to bed, I'm praying for the world. I'm praying for people that's in leadership positions because these same people are making decisions that affect us all. So I just want to mention that. So let's be respectful at all times. I'm definitely praying for this family. And, again, there's just so much that we just have to always take heed to. because that's very, 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 very important. All right, so with that being said, the last point I want us to discuss is it is a forward thinking, and we want to make sure people have the opportunity to have a unique identity and a positive perspective and impact. So, Anita, tell us a little bit about when you think about what we're going to share on our podcast and different people we're going to work with, can you just give the creative, the potential people that's kind of thinking about doing something but not really sure, so we can be able to move forward on that?
Well, the past is the past, and maybe a person didn't accomplish what they wanted to, but today is a new day, and they should look forward and think about what are the possibilities for my life? What do I want to accomplish? What does God want me to do? And then they should go for it. And each person is unique and specially made, and they have a purpose. And we want to give them an opportunity to express that.
Absolutely. We're looking through our company to individually provide tools to a writer and help writers become published authors and to be a voice in society. And we also have so many people that's turning books into what, movies. Carl Weber is killing it. I've been watching everything that he's put out, and so many other people. There's another young lady that has put out probably almost 20 books, and she's getting ready to have her first film. That's going to come out sometime next year on Tubi. And this is the opportunity. Whoever thought, Anita, like when you publish one book that one day it could be a movie or a documentary or something like that, like this is the time that we're in. This is the opportunity that we have. And we're looking so forward to doing it. So we just wanted to get on here today and just share a little bit about the media industry. They need content, and we want to help people be developed. And before we close out, I just want you to share a little bit about what about that person, Anita, that has an idea for a book? They want to do one, but they have no idea how to get started or what to do. How could we help with that?
Well, they can contact us and tell us their idea, and then we can encourage them and help them get started.
Absolutely.
And then
we
make a partnership with our authors. We don't just let them be on their own. We have a partnership with them, and they can feel like they're supported all the way through from the beginning to the end.
Absolutely. And that's extremely important because our goal is to educate you about the industry in reference to publishing and media, as well as be able to grow with you and develop something. And hopefully we'll see you on the big screen. All right, without further ado, we're going to wrap this up for today. But this is your girl, Tawanda. This is Anita. And we are Take 411. And we're definitely looking forward to building and growing and closing this year out with an absolute bang and running into 2023.
everyone. This is your girl T with Take 411 Podcast. For those that don't know, Take 411 Podcast is a part of Another Chance Global Media. Welcome to Season 2. This season, we want to get more personal with our listeners. We have riveting stories, prison news and updates, as well as real talk conversations that you do not want to miss. Take 411, y'all. Pull up a chair.
Well, let me get my chair, and I want to make sure I don't fall out. All right, all right. This is your girl, T. So today I'm joined by the creative genius herself. I know you probably don't like me calling you that, but Anita, are you on the show?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, and when I tell you what we're talking about today, I don't want you to leave the show, okay? We're talking about Harvey Weinstein, part one. Are you still there?
I'm here.
All right, all right, all right. And as I said, today we're going to, this is actually a two-part show. And we're going to talk a little about Harvey Weinstein. And, you know, there's a specific reason why we're talking about him today. And that is the only reason that we're going to talk about him. But as we look at getting started, let's talk a little first about who is he? Because some people may actually not know who Harvey Weinstein is. All right? Harvey Weinstein is American. Harvey Weinstein is an American former film producer and convicted sex offender. He and his brother Bob Weinstein, which is a co-founder of the entertainment company Miramax, which produced several successful films and movies. He's 70 years old. He's from New York City, okay? Everybody knows he has done some great work over the last umpteen years and has been a part of creating so many great things that we like watching through Miramax, the entertainment company. Shows from Sex Lies, Videotape, The Crying Game, Pulp Fiction. Who doesn't remember Pulp Fiction? Isn't that like an all-time, like, and is it even Pulp Fiction from 1994?
I do remember it. My kids liked it a lot. I thought it was kind of bloody myself, but I definitely have watched it, and it certainly was a popular movie. Goodwill Hunting.
Very, very. Absolutely. He also had a hand in creating Heavenly Creatures, Flirting with Disaster, Shakespeare in Love, and so many other things through his company. After leaving Miramax, Weinstein and his brother Bob founded the Weinstein Company, a mini film studio. He was a co-chairman alongside his brother from 2005 to 2017. So he was an icon in the industry and did a lot of great things. And unfortunately, people that do great things also can do bad things. So in October 2017, following sexual abuse allegations dating back to the late 70s, Weinstein was dismissed from his company and expelled from the Academy of Motion Picture Art and Sciences. Did you know, Anita, that you can actually get expelled from something like that?
Yeah, actually not very many people have been. There even were some that had sexual assaults against them, too, that were never expelled from the that association.
Absolutely.
Well, it's kind of the timing, the time that we live in that would
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now that I've shared a little bit about who this man is, or who are the different things he was actually involved in, let's talk a little about his charges. Like, Anita, when you found out about what was going on with Weinstein and these charges initially, like, what were some of your thoughts?
Well, I thought that is he the only one? I don't think so. He is, first of all, he was considered to be the gateway to the Oscars. So he was, you know, he was beyond just a producer. He was like, if you wanted to have an Oscar, if you want to be nominated for Oscar, he's the one you go through. And so he was a very powerful man. But now his charges are, he has 7 charges in L.A. of rape, 2 of rape, 5 of sexual assault. And then there's other ones that are, you know, sexual battery. I mean, there's a bunch of lists and things of what he did. And I was just thinking, when I heard it, I thought, is he the only one? Because it's kind of well known that a lot of producers and directors, that they do have expectations. I mean, the casting couch is well known. There's a movie called The Casting Couch. There's a couple movies, actually. So, I mean, it's not like it's a new thing. That was my first impression of him.
But you know what? I can understand that. But so I want to sink in the thought about these charges, and then I want to talk a little about the Me Too movement, because you said something very important. Is he the only one? Is this what's expected in this industry? Well, for those that don't know, in October 2017, the New York Times and the New Yorker reported that dozens of women had accused the film producer of rape, sexual assault, and sexual abuse over a period of 3 decades. Over 80 women in the actual film industry eventually accused Weinstein of such acts, which of course he denied, any non-consensual sex. Let's think about that for a minute. You know, we just did a podcast, Anita, talking about the media and what we're looking to do in the media. You know, but some people that's looking to be an actress or actor and looking to really grow into this career through that avenue, think about that. Over 80 women in the film industry eventually accused him. Let's think about the pressure of this woman, 20, 21 years old, excited about their life and career, looking at this man as a freaking father figure, one that chance to have success, and you got to get on your knees for it. You got to lay on your back for it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about that, how does that make you feel? What are your thoughts?
Well, it makes you sick, and it makes you think, well, no wonder Hollywood, if that's predominant in Hollywood, no wonder Hollywood is losing their edge. But is it just in Hollywood? No, it's in the music industry too, in Nashville. I just watched for Tammy and George. There's a new coming out, Tammy and George, and they talk about it in that. Because they were trying to get the producers were trying to get Tammy Wynette to have sex with him before, and George was going to protect her from that. And he said he'd done it himself a few times. So it's not like, you know. So it was like it's predominant. You know, that does happen a lot. So it happens in the music industry. It happens in movies. Where else does it happen? Business, politics. Actually, one of the people that accused him wrote an article for Playboy, and it's called The Economics of Consent, which means is that you consent to have sex, and because of it, you benefit financially or your prestige.
Really?
Yeah. I'd like to read the article. I didn't read the article. I read kind of an excerpt from it.
Mm-hmm. That's really incredible, because to think about this man and the level of success that he had, along with building the companies with his brother, and, you know, having a more than three decades of success. And think about even some of the shows that he actually produced, but under the radar, you know, this is what he's doing. Like, that's crazy. It makes me think about so many other people before him and after him, because it seems like when one case hit, it started unraveling with so many other cases, and especially in the media arena. It's like a trickle effect. Let's talk a little about the Me Too movement and how the Me Too movement has played a role in cases like him, as well as Cosby, as well as R. Kelly, and so many other people. You know, with the Me Too movement hitting the scene, and for those that are not really familiar, maybe you've heard of the Me Too movement, but you're not really sure, like, what really is the Me Too movement? This is a social movement against sexual abuse, sexual harassment, and rape culture, in which people publicize their experiences of sexual abuse or harassment. And this is extremely, extremely important. The Me Too movement was used starting in 2017 as a way to draw attention to the magnitude of the problem. Now, before we actually get to the Me Too movement, I want to ask you this, Anita. I remember when the Me Too movement started and getting prevalent out there, a lot of people felt like they were getting more false stories than real stories, because people are looking for an audience to try to get a payday. Did you ever think that, or what were your thoughts when you initially were hearing about the purpose of the Me Too?
Well, obviously, probably some did want attention, but the one that was I thought of the most was a 16-year-old girl that was a actress, and she was from a foreign country, and she went in there and he raped her. But who sent her in there? Her agent would have sent her in there. You think those people didn't know that something happened? They know his reputation. I think there's more involved in him. I think he's terrible, an awful, awful person. But that agent that sent her in there knew exactly what was going to happen, because it's happened before. If he's been accused by 80 women, she knew what was going to happen, or the agent would have known. I just can't believe that they wouldn't have. Or at least that was a possibility. I mean, he has a reputation. If there was a man like that, or with a reputation like that, you think I'd go in there by myself? No way.
You're right. And you know, a lot of people, again, I think, but do you think it goes back to trust? You know, just like we trust doctors, we trust police officers. Do you think that a young 16-year-old girl would trust an adult that's in the industry that can mentor her, and that we're expecting the best and we're expecting honesty? I mean, wouldn't you be expecting that? Before all this stuff started hitting the industry, wouldn't you send your daughter or your granddaughter there and think it's going to be okay because it's a safe place?
You would. But I think it's even worse. I think it's worse than that. You have kids that are young actors, and their parents are, and they want their kids to be successful. They want them to get Oscars. They want them to get parts. And they know exactly what they're getting their kids into, and they don't protect them. Adults do not protect children. I'm trying to think, Corey, there's been several that have been, Corey Feldman, he has a story, and people didn't believe him, did not believe him. And then his friend, I wish I were better with names, but his friend killed himself. And, you know, all part of that system of alcohol and drugs and sex and being used as a kid. I just think it's very, very deep, and it's very, very sad. And Shame on them. Shame on all of them. Now, I did read because we were going to be talking about this, I read Harvey Weinstein's autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he has...
Tell us the name of it first, Anita.
It's the autobiography of Harvey Weinstein.
Go ahead. I'm going to pull that up while you're talking about it. Okay.
It's sold on Amazon, but it's also free on online, too.
Okay.
And some people that he's in jail with wrote the book for him.
Oh.
And he tells exactly what he did with all these women. And
whoa.
from his point of view, that they were willing participants. And he said that a male director or producer were better at producing because they could use their dick as a divining rod to find talent. Now, that's not awful. That's what he believes.
Mm.
That's what he believed. And he said,
now,
let
me try to find this. Why? Because I see several books, but they were not written by him. What is the actual name of this book that you're talking about? Is it called The Autobiography of Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, I believe it is.
And is it authored by him?
I think it has him, but the guys in jail did it. They took down what
okay.
he said.
Okay, all right.
I have to find it because it was through a prison or jail publishing company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Well, post it somewhere, but I actually want him to make any money off of selling the book.
Oh, listen. All right, it says, fact check. Did Harvey Weinstein write an official autobiography in prison? And it says, a self-published autobiography written by Harvey Weinstein is on sale on Amazon. More than 2 years of the movie mogul's rape conviction. All right, let's see, but I guess they're trying to talk about if... An independent published 203-page book called Harvey Weinstein, My Story, has been on sale on Amazon since May of 2022, claiming to have been authored by Weinstein himself. Okay, so let me put that in there.
That's probably the one. That's probably the one. I would think he'd get sued for what the things he said they did.
Well, and now that's what they're saying in the media. He may not have even written it, but you know, he might have. You know how prison is, so he could have. Somebody could have said, "Let me write it," and he could have said, "Go ahead and do it and break me off." I mean,
he could have just been telling them stories, you know, like men talk. And tell, oh, we did this and this, that. But I think it hit a lot of the women that spoke against him. So anyhow, it's not the kind of book I actually would read, but I did it just because we were going to be talking about it.
Absolutely. And that's the thing about the industry. Like a lot of things that, as we were saying in one of our other podcasts, a lot of things we may not know about or we may not even endorse, but, you know, media is about keeping people in the know. And, you know, that's extremely important because over 80 women accused this man of doing something to them. And if he wrote this book, like, and just putting it out there, like, that's a slap in the freaking face. All right, so it was on Amazon. Amazon yanks glowing Harvey Weinstein memoir. So now, where did you get it, Anita? Because it's not on Amazon anymore.
Yeah,
let's see,
it's online because I read it, and it was free.
Okay, Amazon took it off.
I'll have to find it again where it was because I just happened.
Yeah,
on it
we.
Again.
Me and all the listeners, we want to read that because I see the cover. It says Harvey Weinstein, My Story, an Autobiography. and doesn't look like it was from him, and it was on Amazon, but it's not now. That's really interesting because because the glow about sometimes
like that they will not like it, but because really they did a lot. If they did it, or at least he's telling they did it.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I want to share before we close out today is, you know, be aware, be aware. What we're going to talk about in episode 2 is a little more about the movie. And then hopefully by that time I will have information about this book if I need to find it. But knowing who Harvey Weinstein is, and like Anita said in the beginning, knowing that he's not the only one that is doing this or that has done that, understanding the charges, and also making sure that we, as parents, as mentors, as leaders, that we're taking responsibility and we're being held accountable. And let's protect our children. Let's protect the vulnerable. Let's protect the young adults that want success so bad, but we can't forget about integrity. We can't forget about having some type of dignity and respect for ourselves and not being willing to sacrifice your integrity, your dignity for a check. Or for an opportunity to spotlight. You understand what I'm saying? So that's extremely, extremely important. Anita, when you think about Weinstein and so many others that people trusted in this industry that's taking advantage of that, like, what comes to your mind?
Well, I think it's time for a change. Let's move some of the movies out of Hollywood, which that's exactly what's happening. We have independent filmmakers all over the country. I know if we make any films, none of that business is going to go on. Somebody's going to be fired. It's time for a change, for us to be aware, for us to clean stuff up. We need to clean it up everywhere. We need to clean it up in politics and business and just about everywhere. You know, it's a water mess. What a mess. Let it come. If we're at the end, I would like to end with a quote from Sasha Stone, who is a director. Are we ready to be at the end? Okay.
I don't want to open up the door for talking about the movie because that is for episode 2. So absolutely, close us out.
Hey, this is Sasha Stone. Everyone knew if you were in a Harvey movie, chances are you are going to win or be nominated for an Oscar.
Food for thought. Can you repeat that one more time? Because that's food for thought.
Okay, and this is Sasha Stone. Everyone knew if you were in a Harvey movie, chances are you were going to win or be nominated for an Oscar.
Think about that, everybody. And this is your girl T and Anita with Take 411.